to. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com. We roll right into the calls. Nick in New Hampshire on the amplifier line. Hey, Nick.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, I knew you guys had probably covered Ron Paul at some point tonight, but I wanted to talk about how he's being smeared in the media.
Okay.
And at this point, actually, he's been, since the debate, there's been a lot of smear jobs done on him, most notably that one by Fox that was implying he was a 9/11 truther.
Right, correct.
Which, from all the digging I've done into him, I have not ever found him once affirm that.
Right, they took two facts. One that he was that he's appeared on the Alex Jones show, which it's not like the major radio shows were giving him any airtime. Not to say that Alex Jones certainly has a following, and he mentioned 9/11 in his rebut during the debates. That's it.
Yes, and they took those two together to imply that Ron Paul thought Bush knew about 9/11 beforehand.
Right, and that there's a great global conspiracy of, I don't know, Jewish bankers or something like that, that, were behind this and those planes never existed or some nonsense.
Right, which Alex Jones probably believes, but
he may very well.
Yeah, but actually, I saw The Atlantic actually published an article online today coming to Ron Paul's defense, and they published the actual transcript of what Fox News had said, and I'm sure you can probably see that on YouTube, too.
Mm-hmm.
But what was actually said, they implied pretty strongly that that's where Ron Paul was coming from.
Sure.
But actually, I found that...
fair and balanced, you know.
Yeah. I found that CNN, actually, a lot of their pundits have said that the issues Ron Paul brought up deserve debate.
That's correct.
And as much as I don't like the guy for a lot of his positions, Pat Buchanan published an online article on Yahoo News saying that Paul was really much more on target than Giuliani was.
Right. Yep. Roland S. Martin from CNN, as a matter of fact, has come out saying just exactly what you said.
He was on he wasn't on The View, but the whole issue was discussed on The View, which of course reaches a whole lot of, I'm sure, very apolitical people and women especially. Mm-hmm. And the three of the four hosts on The View were taking Paul's side.
Right. And I think any thinking person probably should, because what surprised me most, I actually sat through the debate, as painful as it was. But what surprised me, and it probably shouldn't have at this point, but I was surprised by the fact that people actually believe that we were attacked because they hate us and they hate our freedom.
Right. Well, let's juxtapose the two positions here. Ron Paul said that we were attacked on 9/11 due to our country's policies, foreign policies around the world, especially in the Middle East, and that those people were reacting to that, and therefore the American people were harmed by America's foreign policy that they didn't really have anything to do with. Whereas Giuliani, got up and lambasted Paul and said that he was, unpatriotic. I can't believe it. You're crazy for saying nonsense. I've never heard anything like this before. And, saying those sorts of things. They attacked us because they hate Coca-Cola, Britney Spears, Christianity, and all the things we hold dear. They're the devil. He said nonsense like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you hear politicians saying nonsense like that all the time.
Sure. If they say the nonsense enough, it works.
What came across in that moment was, wow, some of these guys actually probably believe that, which is kind of scary, thinking those are the guys who want to run the United States.
Well, it's convenient for him to believe it.
It certainly is.
There you go. Nick, any other thoughts?
No, but actually, one quick thing is Ron Paul, when he spoke, I think it was on Lou Dobbs, the day after the debate, he pointed out that the 9/11 Commission report actually mentioned what he had been saying a few times. So if Giuliani truly never heard it,
then he didn't read the 9/11 Commission report.
Yep.
His own fault. Thanks for the call, Nick. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI.
It's a heck of a lot more convenient to just demonify your enemy, turn them into a bunch of evil, terrible dogs, rather than considering what it is their position might be.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the American people deserve to be 3,000 people deserve to die on 9/11.
I guess it's easier, maybe mentally just a little bit, but it's really not very difficult to run through the simple exercise of just taking a quick look at all of the interventionism that the United States has been involved in over the past several decades and, you know, put one and two together and say, hey, is this really that shocking that somebody would be so angry about the meddling that the United States military, the government has done in the Middle East?
We're in 131 out of 190 or so UN member states. I mean, we have almost 700 U.S. military bases around the world. That sounds to me like an empire. I'm sorry. You know, and in the Middle East, these people, some of them want to control their governments. I mean, that's the same here. You know, Democrats want to control Republicans. Lots of people want to control governments. Well, we're backing up King Fahd, you know, these sheiks all throughout the Middle East. We put the Shah in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're
Saddam in place.
What's that?
Put Saddam in place.
We put Saddam in place. We put Israel in place. You know, I like Israel, but I don't think the United States should be involved in supporting them financially. I think Americans could be involved.
On an individual basis.
Absolutely. But I don't think that there's any reason for the United States to be over there propping up Israel, which is essentially a military base for the United States in the Middle East.
I don't think it takes a lot of real thinking to really figure this out. It's a simple concept, and I don't think that you have to know all of those facts. I don't think you have to know how the CIA installed the Shah and, you know, how many weapons Saddam Hussein was given. You don't have to know a lot of details to understand the basic concept of you invade another country for whatever purposes, to replace somebody with another person or to take control of the country, whatever the purpose is. You invade another country, you're going to make some people angry. Those people might just get angry enough to strike back at the original country that invaded them. That's
right.
All. It's simple.
And, you know, that's, I don't know if you could necessarily call it an invasion, but, I mean, you could certainly call what the United States is doing over there intervention. You know, when we have all these close ties to Saudi Arabia, which most of the 9/11 bomber, you know, guys were Saudi Arabian, we have such close ties to the Saudi Arabian government. I mean, we have ties basically propping up King Fahd at the time. And, you know, Osama bin Laden, he's one of the royal family. He probably felt like he should be king. And, you know, the only way for him to become king would be to get out King Fahd. The only way he's going to get out King Fahd, get the United States out of his country. And I'm not saying Osama bin Laden should be the king of Saudi Arabia. I think Osama bin Laden should die. But, you know, this is what happens when you get in the middle. In Proverbs, it says, you know, woe to a man who pulls on a dog's ears. That's what's going on here. You're pulling on the dog's ears.
It's not as so much a pulling on a dog's ears. Maybe it's like bashing a hornet's nest with a stick. Or something like that. You're going to expect the hornets to just buzz around on the inside of their nest as you bash their nest?
Right, they should like it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the attitude. The attitude of these people like Giuliani and his supporters, and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity, the attitude is that, well, everything America does is right, and so therefore these people should love us for destroying their infrastructure, and they should love us for coming over there and doing all the terrible things that
we may very well, you know, our government may very well have its best interest, you know, the best interest of the American people at heart, but that doesn't mean it's the best interest for everybody. Every time government is used for something, there are unintended consequences. Every time. Something happens, there's unintended consequences.
If you have the best interest,
force.
If you have the best interest of American people at heart, you don't go around invading other countries. You just don't.
Right, because what that's going to result in is American people dying as a result of these attacks.
Right, and it's always going to be the wrong American people, because it weren't the people in the World Trade Center on 9/11 were not the ones who made the decision to send soldiers overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Those people were government bureaucrats, functionaries, and elected officials. Those are the people that the attack should come back on, but they aren't. They're picking on the little guys to make a point. Unfortunately, the point's been lost on most of the American populace because of people like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all these other people that play cover. They run cover for the government by just perpetuating the government propaganda and the lie.
They're government preachers.
Right, that these people hate, that they hate Americans for their freedoms, and it's just not true. Because if they hate Americans for their freedoms today, they should have hated Americans for those same freedoms 100 years ago, because we had more freedoms 100 years ago. In many ways.
Well, and some people did, and some people didn't. But if you were a voting eligible citizen, you certainly did have more freedoms 100 years ago.
You know, we can talk a little bit more about it, because I've got a story by Eric Phillips at LouRockwell.com sort of analyzing the hack job that Glenn Beck, another nationally syndicated talk host, did on Ron Paul's audio from the presidential debate the other night. He took it out of context, of course, and proceeded to slam on Ron Paul. So we'll get to that. Your calls about whatever's on your mind, plus pot-smoking moms, and Are you addicted to Diet Coke? Mark might be. We'll find out. Coming up here, 800-259-9231.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and it is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana?
Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. To the phones, to the fun. It's Blaine in Florida listening on WFTL. Hey, Blaine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Just having to tune in. I consider myself usually big R, little L. And maybe you've heard of a radio talk show host that's big throughout the U.S. called Jason Lewis, who also describes himself that way.
But, big R, little L. That's a description I've never heard. Is it like big Republican, little libertarian? Is that what you mean?
He's a Republican first, and you lean towards libertarian, okay?
Got it. Okay.
And, I mean, I just picked up on you guys and was listening to some of your comments. I was just kind of shocked. I thought, man, these guys have got to be some hardcore left hate America type folks, you know?
I don't feel like
so.
I am.
Not so. I love America.
I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, but I would call myself a little R, big L libertarian.
And I would call myself a free marketeer libertarian. And I would say that I love America. I love freedom. I love liberty. I love the concepts the country was founded upon, but I hate what the government is doing to it.
But what do you think we do? Do you not see that we do have an ever-present danger in our time of radical Islamists?
No, it's not radical Islamists that are the ever-present danger. The ever-present danger, sir, is the United States federal government and your local and state governments.
Oh, man, guy, you are just way, way over the top.
Okay,
have you ever studied anything about it? I mean, do you know anything about
government? Of course I have. I've heard the whole hate spiel about Islam. And look, it's been 1,000 years that we've lived in relative peace with these people. It's not like they've been trying to overrun us. It's only in the last 100 that the United States has been involved, and really the last 30 or 40 that we've been thoroughly involved in the Middle East. And surprise, we've got problems with these people.
Right. Well, you know what? Why don't you look, though, seriously, just, be intellectually honest. You guys sound like you're fairly well-educated. Maybe you should read about the true history and the background of the religion of peace.
I can tell you all about the history and the background of the religion of Christianity, and I can tell you I can find some really sordid and disgusting stuff. I mean, did you know that God, ordered the Israelites to kill every man, woman, and child in Ai? I mean, you're talking about a very violent God here, right? I mean, you can take little bits out of the Bible and you can make Christianity, which is a very peaceful religion, a very good religion, and you can make it look terrible. And that's what they've done, these warmongers have done to the Islam. Islam isn't dangerous. I mean, you'd think this huge horde would be crashing all around the world and killing people. They're really not. There's just a few radicals out there, and we're feeding their fire.
Well, I guess that's your way of looking at it, but like I said, to me, You're playing right into their hands.
How am I playing into their hands? By getting us out of their country? Please, then I will. As far as I'm concerned, the government's playing into their hands because they're destroying our freedoms with the Patriot Act, with the TSA, with all this stuff that's happened since 9/11.
Right.
It looks like the terrorists won.
You really believe that? Do we believe what? What will you believe when we have an atomic weapon go off in one of our cities?
Why would that happen?
You were glad that the Patriot Act was not enforced and we weren't able to intercept something?
Look, the TSA misses 75% of its own guns, bombs, and knives that it tests itself on. You think that it's nothing but a very big sieve. It's missing all kinds of stuff.
You know,
the TSA isn't stopping nuclear weapons.
You know, Blaine, what amazes me is how guys like you that during the Clinton administration would have been all for small government, now all of a sudden, on 9/11, everything changed, and now big government is cool. Big government's a good thing. Big government's going to keep us safe. That's the attitude, isn't it? I mean, how did that change for you, Blaine? Or were you always for big government?
No. I'm for things that are going to keep us as Americans safe.
So you're telling me that government bureaucracies...
Your philosophies of just sticking hardcore to your big L... literally are going to bring us right down a path of true destruction.
Blaine,
your thoughts play right into the hand.
No,
of
sorry, Blaine. Sorry, Blaine. I trust Americans to defend themselves and their own families and friends on their own via their via the ownership of firearms. I do not trust the government to keep me safe. Government is miserable at doing virtually anything that it attempts to do, and it always creates unintended consequences whenever it even has the best of intentions. I mean, don't you understand the principles that centralized control and bureaucracy are inefficient, Blaine? What makes you think that the Department of Homeland Security is all of a sudden more efficient and a better bureaucracy than all the other ones that you normally wouldn't like?
Well, sure, a lot of things that you say I would like to. I don't even own a gun, but I sure do believe in more guns, less crime, no doubt about it, okay? But I don't think that me having a gun right now is going to help with somebody crossing with a
You ignore my point, Blaine, about government inefficiency and bureaucracy. It just blew right by you, huh?
Efficiency and bureaucracy. Now you're way off the list. You need to get more real specific about the true dangers that could be there.
Blaine, let me try this tact. There's two lines of thinking here. Okay, there's only two possible ones. There's either we are messing with these people, therefore they're messing with us, or these people are evil, crazy demons, and they would try to kill us even if we kept to ourselves, right? Like there's one or two, there was one or the other philosophy. Which one makes more sense to you?
I like number two the best, no doubt about it.
I know you do.
Those are the people that have the most power within that.
You know, there's all kinds of dangerous people out there, too. Let's go mess with them and see if they attack us, too. Let's go screw with the Eskimos. I'll bet they'll be out here attacking us, too.
And
let's go. You guys, you know, you're losing the argument right now.
That's why we're keeping you on the phone. we're keeping you on the phone because we're losing the argument, and we're looking nutty.
Well, it would be fun to take a poll of your listeners right now.
Okay.
But anyway, when the communist threat was so big, okay, we saw that spreading throughout the world. What did we do?
I didn't hear what you said. The communist threat? What did we do?
The communist threat was such a big, huge within my generation of growing up. Did we just sit down and do nothing?
Well, I would say that the difference with a communist threat is that you're talking about governments. Governments can deal with governments because they're on the same playing field pretty well. But when you're talking about movements, I don't think the government's going to be, it's too big of a ship.
Well, I think that the government of the United States sent a bunch of troops over to Vietnam in order to fight the communist threat, and then 50,000 of them died, more than 50,000 of them died, and they didn't stop the communist threat. In fact, communism has infected the United States to the point of almost no return. I mean, there's an insane amount of communism going on here, and people like you support it, Blaine, don't you? You probably support government schools. You probably support redistribution of wealth. You certainly support taking money at the point of a gun and using it how you want to use it. You want to use my money to go all around the world and fight wars. In fact, Blaine, just to prove that none of us are losing this fight, we'll hold you over, Blaine. Wait, Blaine, can you hang on? Blaine, can you hang on? We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. So we'll find out if Blaine's really a communist in his heart of hearts. That we'll discover here in moments at 800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday show, your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. That does include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, you just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Now, we're on the line with Blaine, who has very kindly held through the break, and we're going to bring him back on here from WFTL down in Florida. And Blaine is a big government Republican. Blaine believes that government, while in many areas he would like to see it reduced, in some areas he thinks government should be much, much bigger, because he believes that government can do what it sets out to do. He believes that government is going to keep him safe from the big, scary terrorists
around
the world.
Well, if government was any good at anything, why haven't we won the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on everything else?
Oh, I'm sure we're going to win. Just give them enough time and money, Mark. That'll solve the problem. Right, Blaine?
You guys, you know what? I would remember, what did I say when I first began? I called myself a big R, little L, Republican Libertarian, right?
I'm only questioning that, but go ahead.
There were so many, well, I guarantee you the Libertarian card right now after this visit is tore up, so to speak. But anyways, we would agree.
So much for principles.
Right, we would, no, that's what I mean. The principle behind the basic safety of my children seems to be lost with your guys' argument now, but we would agree on so many different things.
Oh, I'm sure we would.
Many, many, many things. I can't believe we would be in total agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But when the safety, what I see, like I said, of our bottom line for me is if we put despite all these regimes that, believe me, that we have to hold our nose and look the other way to think that we're even supporting it all. But if we let the wealth and oil of the Middle East go to the radical Islamists, my guy, you guys, I can't even imagine what the world would be like with some of the people that could control that religion and that ideology with that kind of wealth. I mean, it would just, that truly would threaten us.
I guarantee, I agree with you completely. It would be scary if the wealth and the oil went to the radical Islamists. I'm not 100% sure that's true. We've stayed out of Egypt's business, largely stayed out of Turkey's business. There you have two very secular, hardly Islamic nations. It's the nations where we've meddled the most, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, where we've had the most trouble. And so I'm not sure that I see where you're coming from there, but don't you think that it's a little antithetical to freedom, to the history of this country, for us to free ourselves from a king 250 years ago and then go supporting one now?
Well, I would, like I said, there's a lot of things I would totally agree with you.
But you're supposing that the government's good at something, and I would ask you then, tell me something it's done well.
Well, there you go. Like I said, there's a lot of things we would have a lot of agreement on.
Then you should. Then if we have something this important, Blaine, you should keep the government out of it. See, this is the problem that I have with big R Republicans, is they understand small government when it comes to social welfare programs, but they don't understand small government when it comes to putting guns in the hands of their bureaucrats. Somehow, when you arm a bureaucrat, they become efficient as far as Republicans are concerned. Republican welfare being the military. Do you understand what I'm saying?
To some degree right now, I can kind of say, yeah, well, it would be nice to see what would happen to them. The fear is what I'm afraid would truly
happen. Well, get over
really
it, man. No, the fear-mongering, let's take a look at history and what the United States has done. We vilified, the Spanish during our war with them. I can't remember.
Spanish-American War?
Yeah, that sounds right, when they had Mexico. We vilified the Japanese in World War II. We're doing business with them now. We vilified the Vietnamese during that war. We're doing business with these people now. We vilified China during the Vietnamese War. They're our most favored nation. I mean, we do this all the time. In 30 years, the Islam, 30 years ago, they were our friends, and 30 years from now, they'll be our friends. But we got to kick their butts now.
Well, I think we have to kick their butts as far as a certain faction of it. That's the part that it seems like we had at least somewhat agreement on, the scary thought of those folks actually, whether it's a small minority of their religion and ideology that would control the wealth, I just can't imagine. I truly think that we would be all in great, great peril.
I think we're in greater peril, Blaine, because we're stirring those people up. There's more terrorist attacks now around the world than there were before we went into Iraq.
Right. You can say you want to go after the extremists, but unfortunately, Blaine, you're talking about the government here, and they just sort of, carpet bomb. Whoever they kill is who they kill. There have been hundreds of thousands of people that have died directly either from bombings or from sanctions or a variety of different things that the United States government has done over there, and I can guarantee you that only a fraction of those hundreds of thousands are actually the extremists that you're talking about. The rest of them are regular average folk who have,
who have
families.
And their sons are liable to be turned into terrorists as a result of what the United States did.
Right. And
I think they're creating terrorists.
And I'm sorry, Blaine, but for all the scariness out there in the world, I just don't. It's not an excuse to utilize the guns of government, because the fact is, you talked about wealth being put into the hands of the people in the Middle East. That's fine. I want everybody in the world to be more wealthy. In fact, I would like to be able to keep the money that I earn and decide how to spend it and give it away or save it in the ways that I think are best. Unfortunately, with this big government around, Blaine, this government is threatening me. It's saying that if I don't support what this government wants to do, it's going to come and throw me in a jail cell or possibly kill me if I don't want to go to the jail cell, because I don't want to support what the government does. It seems to me, Blaine, that I have more to fear from the United States federal government than any scary, sulking people around the world. It's just a reality. The government is what's putting me in danger.
Well, I guess that's where we would part. But like I said, unfortunately, that's where I say is I think that it's a a frightening proposition, and I hear what you're saying.
Why can't you just go on being scared and then hire some mercenaries if you're so scared to go over and kill the people that you're afraid of? I mean, why do you have to get me involved, Blaine? I'm not scared. My friends aren't scared. We just want to live our lives here unmolested by people like you. But you and the other warmongers out there insist on taking money from us at gunpoint, and that's kind of despicable in my book.
Okay, go ahead, build some bridges, Ian.
That's a little bit over the top.
No, it's not, Blaine. It's a fact. You're taking money from people at gunpoint and spending it how you want. The liberals want to spend it on welfare. You want to spend it on warfare. I don't want any of it taken from me.
That is absolutely not true at all. Okay?
Oh, really?
But that's where you libertarians are over the top, is when it comes to this. You really don't truly see, okay? You say scared. Believe me, there will be a day when you are afraid if we do not take this seriously, you know? And like I said, a couple minutes ago.
I'm afraid right now, Blaine, of the government kicking in my door because they're going to mistake my house for a drug house when they meant to invade one on the other side of the street or something like that, a very realistic possibility. Terrorism in America is not a realistic possibility. If it were, Blaine, then where the hell are all the terrorist attacks?
That last example you had now sounds really over the top.
Really, Blaine? There are 40,000 SWAT team raids in this country on a yearly basis, and they botch it up all of the time. They raid the wrong house, they raid the wrong side of the duplex, they raid the house on the wrong street, and people get shot and killed, Blaine. Are you just living with your eyes closed? Are you just not paying attention to these stories?
As far as, what streets are those?
Well, you know what, go to the agitator.
Nothing is happening on those streets, right?
Blaine, that's a little unfair to say that a good law-abiding citizen that happens to live on a bad street deserves to die.
Okay, but what you're trying to say is that just anywhere where nothing, where no crime is occurring, like I said, now we're getting way off the top.
I would agree.
Good luck. Like I said, there's
tell
many,
you what, Blaine.
Many,
hey,
would agree
Blaine.
Upon,
I agree with you, and you're going to hear a lot of things you agree with on this show. And we're on that. We're on WFTL every Saturday night, so hopefully you'll join us again and call us back. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, you're living. If you don't understand what sort of police raids are going on in this country, you have not been paying attention.
You know, I think I was doing very good with Blaine there, Republican to Republican, and then you and your free marketeer stuff, no government, jump right
he
in.
Can, all he could do
bring
to my,
all my
points,
bridges down.
All he could do to my points about taking money at gunpoint was ignore them. All he could do is pretend as though that's not what's going on, when in
it's
fact
a hard
that's
concept
exactly,
to get.
It's exactly what's going on. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Lines are loaded. If you are on hold, we will get to you. You be patient. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whenever you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of whatever you purchase. They've got 41 categories for you to shop from, whether it's their huge selection of books, to office products, to baby clothes, to furniture. I mean, they've got it all. High-dollar electronic items as well. Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And oh yeah, I'm selling my house too, so you can buy that at house.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It is Ed in West Virginia listening on WVTS. Hello, Ed.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi. George Washington was over the top, wasn't he?
Apparently so. Why do you say that?
Well, your previous caller, Blaine, talking about being over the top. I mean, think about what George Washington did. He committed crime, and he knew he was committing crime. He revolted against a legitimate government. That is over the top. I ask myself, what would George Washington do? That's the model I follow.
Not only
and
that, but George,
I like Thomas Jefferson a little better,
well,
but okay.
Well, now, both George and Thomas, both Washington and Jefferson have similar quotes floating around out there about how you're supposed to, how this country was founded in order to trade with countries all around the world, but right. Not get involved in, as they call them, entangling alliances. Not to to flex our muscle around the world. We're supposed to just trade, and that's it.
Right. Right, and I think what Blaine doesn't understand is the Islamists did not attack George Washington's America. The Islamists on 9/11 attacked imperial America.
Right, yes. They essentially attacked the government that we broke away from 230 years ago or so.
That's a pretty good analogy. And,
yeah.
And as far as war over there, you know, I'm for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq if it's the 38th country we withdraw from.
If it's the 38th?
How about the 131st?
What's that?
Well, we're in over 130 countries, actually, not just 38 of them. Why do you only want to get out of 38?
Okay, I haven't been able to. The best I could find out is that we're in 38 different countries. You say it's
131 out of 190 UN member states.
Yeah, the United States.
Over almost 700 military bases around
over
the world.
Over 700 military
over
bases.
Over 700?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm challenged, listeners. The works of Thomas Jefferson and the founders of this republic. And find out what reason would there be to have troops of a republic in that many foreign countries?
Well, we were all educated by the public school system, and the government wouldn't want you reading any of that anti-government stuff that Jefferson and Washington and Franklin and Madison wrote.
Now, Ed, I'm curious, how would you handle Blaine's objection that, well, what about, wouldn't you be scared, Ed, if the troops came home? Wouldn't you be scared about possible attacks from Islam? I mean, wouldn't that frighten you?
No, I'm not. I agree with you, fellas. I am more afraid of this imperialist government here at home.
You know, another thing that bothers me about our abuse. I'm sorry,
rage. Imminent domain abuse, rage. This is the real stuff that talking heads on the network media aren't going to tell you about.
You're right. Exactly right. And, Ed, thank you for the call. Great one. 800-259-9231. Blaine in Florida just sort of sidelined my point about the raise. I said I have more to fear from the United States federal government than I do from some scary terrorists out there somewhere. It seems to me that the government acts more like terrorists, to me at least, and to ignore the 40,000 armed SWAT team raids that are executed in this country on a yearly basis is to essentially put one's head in the sand, to pretend that nothing horrible is going on to our friends and family members and our neighbors, when in fact they absolutely are. We got to continue with the calls, though, because they're rolling in. Let's go to Gene in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello, gentlemen. Glad to hear you again. Being a conservative Christian that I am, I found myself being a Democrat for a long time, and then mm-hmm. I found myself switching over to Republicans. And after I saw some of the things that went on with the Republicans that you've described, I was only that for 1 month, and now I'm an independent conservative. I do have a few leanings toward the libertarians. And I felt that Jefferson and Washington and others did not go for the entangling alliances and especially wars in Europe,
mm-hmm.
and to keep out of such. And here we have a nation. We want to say it's not imperial, but yet we've got troops in nearly 140 countries, bases or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in South Korea for more than about 60 years now. And it just beggars the imagination of these costs of like $200 to $300 billion a year in defense spending in this military might upkeep, which I personally, the only thing I think is keeping the Islamofascists at bay has been that our FBI and CIA have been all over them like stink on a skunk.
That's not it. Nope, that's not it at all, because they're just bureaucrats just like the Postal Service. They're not very effective.
It's the FBI and the CIA that allowed 9/11 to happen in the first place. I mean, the 9/11 Commission has reported that, in fact, an FBI agent reported it to the CIA, and they just ignored that.
The FBI can't even install a new computer system correctly. I mean, there's just bumbling bureaucracies. The reason why it hasn't happened is it just simply hasn't happened. I mean, there's no reason why somebody who wanted to couldn't go out and put together a bomb and blow something up. There's no reason. There's nothing to stop them from doing that. There are plenty of ways to build explosives in your back shed and then, tie them to a truck and run it into a side of a building. I can think of all kinds of ways to create terror right here in America, but yet it's been over 6 years. It's been 6 years since 9/11, and
right.
Nothing's happened. And I'm telling you, it's not the government that's keeping you safe.
Okay, well, guys, there's truth in that. I agree. You mentioned the battle of AI, and
mm-hmm.
just wanted to mention on the biblical background of AI, the destruction thereof was you had Canaanites who practiced the religion of Moloch and Baal involving human and child sacrifices. And according to biblical archaeologists, they were also heavily involved into sexual perversions where there was a lot of sexually transmitted diseases in their discovery. So these are some of the reasons for the destruction of AI.
I mean, that's a Christian society that puts that out there, and I wonder how much of that is historical revision, but it may very well have been true. I'm just saying that it sounds really brutal, and if you take it out of context, then it can really be, in the same way that quotes out of the Islamic, the Quran, mm-hmm. are taken out of context, it can be damning.
Let's talk to Stan in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Stan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I want to make a couple of points fast.
Yes.
John Adams, first Secretary of State, said our foreign policy should be of self-interest, not good intentions.
Okay.
Now, I love Thomas Jefferson. I would say I'm partially a libertarian, but there's a realism involved here. The other thing I wanted to point out was...
Hold on. Before you go any farther, Mr. Adams, who was also the second president of the United States, was presided over the Alien Sedition Act, the most brutal, intrusive law ever passed in the United States, and
that's
it's
true.
Disgusting. Adams does not represent by any stretch of the imagination the liberty movement that his cousin, Sam Adams, founded. I mean, Adams was periphery. He happened to be a lawyer and a long line of lawyers that have been in the government, and I think he's of the first five presidents the worst.
Okay, but along came Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Now the other thing I wanted to point out: you mentioned Israel. Israel is an ally. We do not have troops there. As far as I know, there's no troops in Israel.
Well, the fact that we have allies is in violation of the original intent behind the founding of this country. The idea was that the United States shouldn't have allies. It should just do trade with other countries. So that's
okay.
The violation right there.
Going
back a couple of hundred years when it took weeks to get to the other side. There was really no newspapers. It took a couple of weeks to get any information. But the thing I really want to get to is 30 years ago I did a thesis on Muhammad.
Okay.
Now the religion is as it's good, it's bad like any other religion, mm-hmm. but all throughout history there's always been a movement in the Islamic religion, fundamentalist. When somebody gets a hold of the reins there and they're more liberal, it always follows up with a fundamentalist. That's what happened in Spain, and where they were getting along, three religions. Then they came across, they put stop to that.
Stan, you're absolutely right. There are certainly fundamentalists in any given religion, and thank you for the call. Even in Christianity, there are fundamentalists that would love to enforce their belief set on everybody else. I mean, go watch Jesus Camp if you want to see what I'm talking about. Fundamentalists in any religion are scary, dangerous people. However, governments scare me a lot more. Hour number three is coming up. 800-259-9231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products.